This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. We'll give you the toll-free call-in lines here momentarily where you can join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. The us in studio tonight is Daryl.
And Chris.
And Chris, you've got something interesting out of Canada, plus something interesting out of Florida.
And I got something interesting out of Washington, so I just bring interesting things.
Well, there's always weird stuff out of Washington. I'm assuming you mean the District of Criminals, not the weird place in the Northwest where it rains all the time.
That's true.
So where are we starting, Canada or Florida? Which one do you have pulled up?
I got Florida in front of me.
All right, let's go to Florida.
So this is related to the Parkland school shooting, and as you know, and it's been big news, that a number of police officers were outside during the event.
At least four.
Yeah, and just as a little bit, you know, people go, well, you know, maybe I would, maybe I wouldn't. I don't know if I'd run in there against that. And then you have the police saying, you know, you don't go into, you know, somebody with a rifle, with a pistol, and all that good stuff.
But hold on. The sheriff, when asked, what should the guy have done? He said he should have gone inside, confronted the shooter, and then killed the shooter.
Right. And it's not that the sheriff is brilliant and that he just came up with that on the spot. This has been standard operating procedure for school shootings since Columbine. So Columbine, why it was so deadly and so horrible, all the people in emergency services, you know, when they do their, you know, sort of post-mortem, no pun intended, but they look back at the event and say, what was wrong? Well, what was wrong was all the police staged outside, and they set up their perimeters, and meanwhile, you've got the two lunatics at Columbine running around shooting people to their heart's content. The new policy, starting in the 90s, 93, 94, I can't remember exactly
Columbine
when Columbine
was like 98, 99.
You might be right. But the new standard procedure is the first one there goes in, finds the shooter, engages him, tries to take him out, and as he's tied up shooting at you, he's not shooting kids.
Right.
And that's what we're supposed to do. And to make it even more clear, this year, so Daryl, you know that I do some stuff in government. I'm an emergency management director.
Yes.
And part of that is to see what training the feds are recommending for local school districts and for local towns and
now,
things like that.
Now, if only the Parkland police would have had a Bearcat, then they wouldn't have been afraid.
Well, the I can't tell you how many times I've heard the phrase warm zone this year.
I don't believe I've ever heard the phrase.
Most people have never heard of the phrase warm zone. Well, we know what a hot zone is in combat. That's where bullets are flying, right?
Okay. So, I'll take your word for it,
yep,
because I did not know that.
That's okay.
I could have guessed, but I didn't know.
That's okay. But the police are the ones that are supposed to go into the hot zone, and they're supposed to engage the shooter and take him out or occupy him so he doesn't kill anybody else. In the world of emergency management and emergency medical services, warm zone training was pushed by Department of Homeland Security all year. Grant money was made available. And what that means is this. We need to train our emergency medical personnel to go in during the shooting while the police are engaging the suspect. And
so
all
the actual first responders,
the real first responders, the medical first responders or fire first responders, because most of them are trained in medical, too, to go in while bullets are flying. Part of that, and I talked about grant money, some of it is for training, but the other part was for ballistic vests. So you have all sorts of ambulance squads that now have ballistic vests in their kits. And that is in case they go into a mass shooting. While the police are engaging the suspect, then they are going in and they're trying to assist or remove people that are injured to render aid. So this whole idea that, you know, just, you know, form a perimeter, there is not one municipality in the entire United States that hasn't been hearing the same thing that I have. There is not one agency in the entire United States that hasn't been hearing the same thing. So in addition to the four officers we have waiting outside forming a perimeter against all standard operating procedures, today we learn, and this comes to us from the Miami Herald, two SWAT officers responded to the Parkland rampage uninvited, and they're being punished.
And then remind me again, what is SWAT an acronym for?
Special Weapons and Tactics.
Right. So they're the guys that, you know, they go in when the S hits the fan.
They do. They have special training, and one can seriously question whether SWAT is doing what SWAT was created for, because anymore SWAT teams are used more for drug wars.
For people that have cannabis.
Well, specifically, they do warrants. You know, if you go in and the guy might have marijuana, well, then he probably has an AK-47. So let's go send in SWAT. Let's knock down the door. Let's blow a window. Let's lob a percussion grenade into a baby's crib.
Right. Oh, sorry, Grandma. We went to the wrong house.
But in this case, two officers responded. As word spread that an armed attacker was shooting up Parkland High School, two members of the Miramar Police Department's SWAT team responded to the scene. They had been training in nearby Coral Springs earlier that day and wanted to help end a deadly mass shooting that claimed 17 lives. But their own commander said he didn't know they were going, and the Broward Sheriff's Office, worried about overcrowding a chaotic scene with law enforcement officers, didn't ask for them to show up. BSO, or Broward County Sheriff's Office, already had its own SWAT team in motion. 8 days after the tragedy at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, the two Miramar officers, Detective Jeffrey Gilbert and Detective Carl Schlosser, were temporarily suspended from duty with the SWAT team. They remain on active duty with the department, according to a Miramar police spokeswoman.
So let me see if I can understand exactly what happened here. They had been training. They heard, oh, there's some really bad stuff going on.
And it's not far from where we are.
Yeah. Let's head over there. And they go over there without permission or approval from any bureaucrat.
Right.
And because they took it upon themselves to do what they were trained to do, they
suspended.
Are now being punished.
Yeah, that's pretty much
or,
it.
Or, actually, is it really, but they're still on active duty, but they're no longer on the SWAT team, but they're still getting paid.
Of course.
So, you know, yeah, it's kind of, you know, a slap on the wrist of, you shouldn't have done that you were trained to do.
Or they'll get knocked off the SWAT team. And here's the quote, effective immediately, you have been suspended from the SWAT team until further notice, wrote Captain Kevin Nussowitz, the unit's commander, in a February 22nd memo obtained by the Miami Herald through a public records request. Please make arrangements with the training department to turn in your SWAT-issued rifle. The human urge to aid in a disaster is strong, but it can also run a counter to police training. Too much response to a mass casualty situation can create confusion and hinder responders, as recent mass shootings have shown, according to Pat Franklin, a retired Miami Beach police detective. Imagine that. This is not their area. This is not their jurisdiction, said Franklin, who consults with law enforcement agencies on internal affairs investigations. Quote, you don't want to let those guys loose into something that's chaotic where they might take inappropriate action. It is prudent to have them stand down unless there's a plan.
But they didn't take any. They showed up, and then nothing happened.
As far as I can tell, and I well, we'll keep reading here. The memo told Gilbert and Schlosser that they acted, quote, without the knowledge or authorization from your chain of command, unquote, and created, quote, an officer safety situation due to dispatch not knowing your location or activity, unquote. Reached on their cell phones, Schlosser and Gilbert, of course, said they could not comment. While the Miramar officers were desperate to head to Stoneman Douglas, The first BSO deputies to arrive didn't rush in to confront the shooter, leading to questions about how well the agency handled their response. Four armed deputies, including school resource officer Scott Peterson, did not immediately enter the building where crews slaughtered students and staff, as Broward County Sheriff Scott Israel had set his agency policy.
Your calls and thoughts welcome on this or whatever is on your mind. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE .com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies.
Grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000. DINOVITE.com.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. 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 I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. There's more on this story out of Miramar, Florida, where a pair of SWAT team officers, not from the jurisdiction of Broward County Sheriffs, decided that, well, they wanted to help, and so they showed up to the scene of the school shooting a couple of weeks ago, and they didn't do anything once they got it. Well, you know, they may have asked somebody, do you need us to do something? But they didn't, you know, like bust in the front door of the school or anything of that nature. But they were still suspended. Again, more from that story we'll get back to in a moment. But maybe you want to make sure that, you know, just random people don't bust down your front door. And what better way to do that or know if they do than with a home security system? Talking specifically about the Blink home security system. You get it delivered right to your front door or that side door, whichever door it is at your house that deliveries go to, it gets delivered to that door. And then you download an app on either your smartphone or a tablet, some sort of mobile device, and then it walks you through an easy setup. And even with a complicated router system, and let's say you're not as technically inclined as some people in studio looking at you, Chris, You should be able to get this thing set up in about 10 minutes. You might be able to get it done in like 45 seconds.
I could literally glance at the box and it would set itself up. That's how good I am.
You get notified either whenever anything moves in front of the camera, or you can just look at the camera whenever you want to from that mobile device. And have we got a deal for you? Get three Blink security cams for what the other guys charge for one. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. That's blinkprotect, all one word, blinkprotect.com/FTL. One more time, blinkprotect.com/FTL.
I'll get back into this story. We've been talking about the Broward County Sheriff's Office and the Miramar SWAT team members that were training not far away from Stoneman Douglas School.
Right.
A BSO or Broward Sheriff's Office captain also issued an order to form a perimeter while many deputies thought the shooting was still going on, according to a partial dispatch log obtained by the Herald. That's the Miami Herald. It had, in fact, ended minutes earlier, and the BSO has defended the captain's actions. A third Miramar SWAT team member, Officer Kevin Gonzalez, was also temporarily suspended for his, quote, direct connection, unquote, to online posts criticizing Miramar police after the shooting. A source familiar with the post said they questioned why Miramar's SWAT team was not sent to confront shooter Nicholas Cruz, and that they may have been made by Gonzalez's girlfriend. Quote, these posts were found to have a negative connotation to our city and the Miramar Police Department, unquote, stated a memo informing Gonzalez of his suspension. Well, I'm sorry. Government agencies should stand up to criticism, and I'm sorry if that's your policy. It shouldn't be your policy. If somebody who works inside a department, those are the people we want to hear from. Those are the people right. that, you know the good, the bad, and the ugly better than anybody else.
Right. And let's skip back up, and we'll get to the phones here in just a second. But skipping back up, it says the reason that, you know, we don't want just everybody that's within, you know, driving range to show up is then it will create chaos. But apparently it didn't create chaos when these two guys showed up
right.
from some training mission.
Right.
And they heard on the scanner something was happening.
Yeah, I think it would be impossible to keep cops away from a school shooting. I do believe that most of them would honestly, what can I do? I'm going to show up. I think it would be very hard for them to not do that.
You're punishing somebody for having good intentions.
For having empathy. You know, for having emotions, for wanting to be there. And from an emergency management point of view, yes, it is a real problem when you have too many people show up.
Right.
So
let's go to the phones. We've got Mark calling in from Utah. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, guys. I appreciate the discussion about the SWAT team thing and whether or not the SWAT team has extended beyond its capabilities. I was Radley Balco came to Salt Lake City, and I went to a speech that he gave, and it was really good talking about the Warrior Hobbs book.
Great book. I recommend it often.
Yeah, I've never read it, but I went to see Radley Balco because I'm a big fan of his. So anyway, I wanted to talk about Edward Snowden.
Sure.
Now, have you guys ever heard of a QAnon? I'm sure you probably have, haven't you?
I've got a friend of mine in Idaho who has been sending me QAnon videos.
What is QAnon? Chris, you're obviously aware, but
I'm aware, but I'm gonna I'll punt this one back to the caller. I'm not sure who the guy actually is, and
nobody,
I don't think anybody
really
does. Right?
No, nobody really does. Actually, what QAnon has hinted that it's not just one person; it's actually like it's a number of people. But he says you can count them on two hands, so it's less
okay. But what are these people do? Are they writing things? Are they making videos? Are they making prank phone calls?
Videos, blog posting. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, I'll explain. Okay, so he started off on QAnon started off on 4chan. And it was basically a person who claimed to be somebody who has what's called Q clearance, which is the highest level of security clearance in the country.
Okay.
And saying that, you know, the country's going to change and we're going to make things better and we're going to fix the problem. But anyway, along the line, like the 4chan thing, he said that 4chan got sabotaged or hacked or whatever, so he can no longer post on 4chan, so he moved to 8chan. And they've since been posting on 8chan. And so what Q has mentioned, started about 2 weeks ago, started mentioning Edward Snowden and saying that Edward Snowden is a clown. Like really sort of bad mouthing Edward Snowden. And I used to be actually a really big fan of Snowden. And the only reason why I called you guys today, I listened to you, but I thought that you guys were subscribed to Edward Snowden on Twitter, and I was looking at Edward Snowden's Twitter, and right after Q started posting about Edward Snowden, he basically went dark on Twitter. And he said
QAnon or Edward Snowden?
Edward Snowden went dark on Twitter on February 25th.
Okay.
But used to post multiple times a day, but just all of a sudden went dark. And so QAnon says that Edward Snowden is not in Russia. And he posted a photo about 2 days ago showing a rooftop in Hong Kong and telling people, can you locate Snowden and his plus one or whatever? And so there's this rooftop in Hong Kong. And if you go to and it shows like this antenna array, and it's got two guys sitting there. One's got a red hat and another one's like sort of sitting crouched on the rooftop. There's this huge antenna array and so if you go to Google Maps and actually look at that address, the Google Maps, it shows no antenna array. And in fact, the top of the building is distorted. So,
Hold on. I don't know if there's more to this or not. I'm rather intrigued. So hold on, Mark. We'll bring you back, plus your calls and thoughts. Welcome. What are your thoughts on QAnon, Edward Snowden? Is Edward Snowden in Russia? Does Russia even exist? Is he in Hong Kong? Well, what exactly is real?
Where's Edward?
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President. Something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Chris.
And if you want to join us online, well, there are a number of ways you can do that. There are the webcams that are on Twitch. There's also the Discord chat. Or you can join us in the forums. Head over to forum.freetalklive.com. Yeah, it's old-fashioned forums. You know, it's almost like a BBS, which predated the internet. Yeah, Chris, I know you used them. So did I. So did I.
It's old school. That's all right.
It's old school with new tech behind it.
Which makes it kind of nostalgic and fun all at the same time.
Forum.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to the phones where we've got Mark calling us from Utah, allegedly from Utah, talking about QAnon. Mark, are you QAnon?
No. No, okay.
That's exactly what QAnon would say.
Right.
So you're talking about this guy that started off posting on 4chan and then wound up going to something called 8chan that is supposed to be like twice as horrible. But he's saying that Edward Snowden isn't actually in Russia. Is the guy also alleging that like Edward Snowden doesn't actually exist and he's just a figment of the U.S. government?
Nope. No,
okay, because I've heard that theory as well.
He's a real person. According to QAnon, he's a real person. I mean, they got a photo of him on a rooftop in Hong Kong. So,
allegedly.
So,
right.
Yeah, and I want to go on the record to say that I also use BBSs and that Russia is real.
Okay.
Yeah, what about the moon?
All right. So,
the moon.
Anyway, so is the moon real?
Yes.
It's up for debate.
Right. So anyway, go ahead with the info. Right. Yeah, alleging that Edward Snowden apparently has gone into hiding because he's not posted on Twitter in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, and Q asked the question, "Where is at Snowden?" Meaning, like, where is like Edward Snowden on Twitter? And he said he's not in Russia. And then, like I said, two or three days ago, he posted a photo of a rooftop in Hong Kong, and. Then today, just a few hours ago, he posted a photo of another hotel, and I don't know what kind of hotel it is, but it said someone was up running all night. We know your move, or something like that. And so my suspicion is that in the near future, if Q is correct, in the near future, there may be some report coming out about Edward Snowden being either captured or killed.
Days, weeks.
Like days.
That's interesting. Yeah, I follow Snowden on Twitter, like millions of other people do. And I'm just looking at his timeline, and yeah, there hasn't been anything since the middle of January, kind of.
And if you scroll down a bit, you can see that he posted multiple times per day, and then he just all of a sudden disappeared.
Yeah, very interesting. Mark, any further thoughts?
No, that's about it.
All right.
Appreciate
the
call.
Thank you for the call. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Chris, was there more to this story out of Miramar?
Now, I think we've covered the gist of it. It's just it's one of those things that, you know, frankly, I'm really frustrated by this. Because it was not the right response. And instead of talking about gun control, which is every day is all I hear, we could be talking about what a great job the Broward County Sheriff's Office did in stopping this attack quickly.
Right.
And, you know, to me... And the problem is you just can't second guess. You can't you can't just sit there and look back with 20/20 vision, rose colored glasses, and say it would have been different. But you know, even if you're engaging a shooter and you're not hitting him, his attention is somewhere else. If somebody else is firing at him,
right.
And I can't think of how many cases with mass shooters when they come under fire or are faced with an obvious threat. They off themselves, and I would rather have them just, you know, put the barrel in their mouth and blow their own head off before they keep killing people. That solves the problem. It saves the taxpayers a bullet, you know? We don't have to put them up forever. If you're out there taking the lives of school children, just put a bullet through your brain, and problem solved. I remember one case in Portland, Oregon, in a mall, Clackamas Town Center. There was a mass shooter. He was in the court, not far from where, not Nancy Kerrigan. Who was the other one? Tonya Harding.
Yeah.
Right outside, like, the ice skating rink where Tonya Harding practiced. He starts shooting people, and a concealed carrier, breaking the rules of the property,
right.
Which was posted as a gun-free zone, pulled out his concealed weapon, and brought it up, and as soon as the shooter saw the gun, he put the gun in his mouth and he blew his own head off. Problem solved. So, you know, I'm a big fan of that. So I just wish that, you know, some of these deaths, you can talk about blaming the rifle all you want. It could have been any weapon, but it was also a very poor response.
Right, and just a few days ago, there was that knife attack somewhere in Pennsylvania where somebody took a knife and was stabbing people at school. We had somebody called in last night to tell us about a story out of Utah, Pine View High School. I've actually got the report from St. George Police Department pulled up where a kid brought a makeshift explosive in his backpack. I've not heard anybody say we need to ban backpacks from high school.
Right. But, you know, because it happened once in history, there's got to be a bump stock ban. And this talk goes everywhere from the state level up to our president, saying, well, we've got to do something about these bump stocks. You've got one example of an idiot using a bump stock, because I'm sorry, folks, a bump stock is a novelty item. It's one of those things that no serious shooter's ever going to use. It's going to be a whack job like this. They're not accurate. It's a hell of a thing to try to control. It's just silliness. But no, we've got to have a national debate about bump stocks.
You don't use a bump stock when you go shooting and hunting?
No. Number one,
I'm going hunting for some deer. Give me my bump stock.
I'll put 8-10 rounds in Bambi in a second or two.
It turns it into a fully semi-automatic.
It's just stupid.
30-round bump stock.
30-round bump stock clip. Ghost gun. It's just ridiculous, and to even be taking that seriously, it's insane. But this is what troubles me. It's the mania towards guns on every level, from every direction. I just assume something's going to stick. And I heard a really good analogy, Daryl, and I don't know if you've ever...
About sticks.
Not about sticks, but about, some people call them sticks, cigarettes.
And evidently, cancer sticks.
Evidently, this was an Adam Carolla bit a while back.
About cancer sticks?
Yeah. So okay. I'm going to paraphrase this. But basically, Adam Carolla says, you want to know why people don't trust you when you say you're not going to take the guns away? Look at smokers. So the left decides they want to go after smokers, right? So what's the first thing they do? It's also, I'm sorry. You're in this restaurant, and everybody, you're smoking, which is okay, but we just want you to move over to this section. Can we seat you over here? Okay, so now you're in the smoking section, and that's all well and good. And it's like, okay, I'm sorry about that. We seated you in smoking section, but now we have a new law that says you have to go smoke at the bar. The bar is the only place that you can smoke, so we're going to move you up to the bar. Okay, fine. I'm so sorry about this. I hate to inconvenience you, but...
You can only smoke outside, but you can't be within 20 feet of the door.
No. Outside is where it started first. So, yeah, you got to go outside. We've got a little ashtray out there for you to use. It's right outside the door. No problem. And it's like, no, I'm sorry. We're going to have to move you 50 feet away from any entrance to this room, and you can smoke there. So it's always this incrementalistic removal of rights. That's what these people do, and I'm sick of it.
Yeah, and I heard an analogy using sticks that I'll tell you and you in moments, plus your calls and thoughts. Welcome, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogosuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogosud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogosuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com. Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized. The venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Your calls and thoughts welcome about whatever is on your mind. In studio tonight, it's Daryl
and Chris.
And for years, libertarians of all stripes have wanted a directory of liberty-minded businesses. Well, we're helping build one. Liberty.menu. Liberty.menu is a tool for our community. At its core is a directory for events, businesses, digital content, and more. Listings can be rated and reviewed, kind of like on Yelp, but it's so much better because there's a bit of a social networking aspect to where you can actually connect and share with other users. Use of Liberty.menu is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. Put your voluntarist ideas into action at Liberty.menu and use code FTL to get a special badge. That's Liberty.menu. So we started off talking about some SWAT officers from Miramar, Florida, which is not too far from Parkland, Florida. Mm-hmm. These guys were doing some training, heard over their radios, something's going down, so they went over. Hey, what can we do to help? And they weren't really told anything to do to help, so they didn't do anything. Yeah. And then they got suspended because they went and showed up.
Right.
Trying to help. And then you had given an analogy, Chris, in the last segment about cigarettes, the cancer stick, not the boomstick.
Right.
And who was Doug Stanhope?
I think Adam Carolla. And if I'm misquoting or misrepresenting this, it's on nobody but myself. Just one of those things I remember in the back of my head.
Right. To where, you know, oh, we're not going to, you know, prevent anybody from smoking, and then slowly and slowly and slowly,
right.
You can't really smoke anyway. Hell, in New York, you can't smoke if there are children in your car or house.
Yeah, it's insane.
And then something that I saw shared around titled, Best Analogy Yet, when my child hits another child with a stick, I don't blame the stick, but I still take it away.
Right, but you don't ban sticks from existing. You don't say that nobody can have a stick.
Exactly. You've got to go through a background check if you want to purchase a stick.
Trees can't pass a background check.
Right.
But trees produce sticks, so we have to just cut down all the trees.
Well, trees would have to be licensed as a Class 7 manufacturer of lethal weapons.
Right, but they can't fill the paperwork because they're trees.
They need to get together with the graphite mines to come up with pencils. I'm sorry, that takes the input of
iPencil.
Lots and lots of other people around the world just to make the simple pencil. Yes, little Lawrence Reed.
I'm aware of the thing, but I've never actually read iPencil, but I'm aware of it.
I know, yeah, but it's worth the read. It's a very short, and if anyone is not familiar with iPencil, iPencil is a very short sort of a, what's the word I'm looking for? Not a book. It's an essay by Leonard Reed.
It's basically an essay.
Yeah, an early one of those kind of classic things in libertarian thought about how do you. And the basic premise is this: no one can make a pencil. You can't make a pencil, Daryl. But because you
right
you
because
need
I
rubber.
Don't well I don't have the manufacturing plant.
Right. You don't know where to mine graphite. You don't know how to process graphite. You don't know how to get the particular kind of wood that's used in. And it's all these things, but it's a really good economics lesson.
Right. And it's not just like I, Daryl, can't make a pencil on my own, but it's also sort of an analogy for why we need global trade.
Yes, and free markets.
You know, anti-isolationism.
Yeah, and as you go through this process, and here's what I find most fascinating about the iPencil essay, is, you know, you're faced with these miners and these people that operate a factory that cuts a specific kind of wood that's grown in a specific area into a specific shape. And then there's the rubber that's used in erasers and the eraser plant. And it's all these millions of things that all come to end. And that little, the hosel, whatever you call it, that holds the eraser to the pencil. The little ring of.
I never knew that had a name.
It probably does. I'm sure it's not hosel, but I'm calling it a hosel.
Widget.
Yeah, there you go.
Everything we didn't know what to call in high school was a widget.
But all these different things come together. We get a pencil. You can write with it. And what do they cost? A nickel? 10 cents? You know, these products that come from all over
the
globe.
You go to the putt-putt place and they give you a pencil.
Yeah.
It doesn't have the eraser, but they still give you a pencil.
Exactly. And I just find that fascinating that these are things that free markets can do, that we can bring all these different components together, create something useful, and sell it for next to nothing. That's amazing.
Let's go to the phones where we've got Robert calling in from Bellows Falls. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay, Chris, you're probably close to my age. I don't know. I might be older than you. I don't know.
No, I probably have you by 20 or 30 years.
Hold on. Do you remember the Ice Age?
No.
Chris has you beat by about a 1,000 years or so.
Yeah, I was going to say, did you vote for Truman or...
Cicero, did you vote for Cicero to be emperor of Rome?
No, I didn't vote for him either. But
I still have my Make Rome Great Again hat that I sometimes wear.
Go ahead with your thoughts, Robert.
I did call in because I was listening to you, Chris, and you were talking. I know that you're well-versed at the Second Amendment a lot more than I am, and I'm still a greenhorn at it, but I still keep digging into it, but, you know, there was a time, you know, back then in the 50s and 60s where, you know, you could buy your gun out of a Sears and Roebuck magazine and your dad, you know, would show you how to shoot it or you could bring the gun to school. And sure. I'm thinking that probably what was added back then was, I mean, especially if you were in Cub Scouts or something, they would talk about the Second Amendment rights. And at some point, it stopped. And
I don't know if that's it. I think it's actually the opposite. Back then, nobody really talked about the Second Amendment. It's okay. One of those things that was just recognized. Nobody made a big deal out of the Second Amendment because we exercised
that
right.
Shooting training and whatnot. So,
sure, we talked.
It wasn't necessarily the Second Amendment, but it was, here's how you use this thing.
What I'm saying is that there was the practical application for using firearms, and that was for self-defense or for target shooting or for hunting, and we just did those things. But I don't remember hearing about a single Second Amendment rally growing up where we felt we had to get together and defend the Second Amendment.
Right, but
now, not say those didn't occur, but now... Now that they're under attack, now you hear about it.
Right, but, you know, okay, something but, that...
Go ahead, Robert.
There's a question I want to add into this, is that in light of that, if we were able to just, you know, keep right on, instead of the guns being, you know, just disappearing throughout the years, they just kind of disappeared, whatever, I'm going... If we had kept talking about it and teaching our kids about how to handle firearms like we were back then a lot more, do you think that we would be having these shootings as much as we are?
I don't know if I tie it into that. I think, you know, I have my own boogeyman when it comes to why we see increasing violence in adolescent males.
I think it has a lot more to do with not teaching people to respect other people.
I think there's that. I have a real issue with the level... I just have questions about the over-medication of adolescent males. And I've talked to friends of mine, you know, classmates, like people I went to school with. Do you remember one kid that was on any meds? And in a small town, you would have known that. I don't. You know, they might have been, I have a friend who was diabetic. She took insulin.
Right.
But nobody else that I know of that was ever, you know, okay, you're hyper in class, so I'm going to give you Ritalin, or I'm going to give you Adderall.
Yeah,
or
I mean, like two people that I went to school with.
Yeah, and you were, yeah, and those are later generations. But, you know, we tripled the number of prescriptions between, I think the years were 1988 and 1998, to adolescents of psychotropic drugs. And I think that has something to do with it.
Robert,
I mean, at one point, people were a lot more accepting guns compared to what they are today. Now they're terrified of them.
Robert, thank you for the call. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.